Your community radio station in the Central West, 2MCE.
Welcome to Alt.80s, 2MCFM's alternative 80s program. It's an 80s program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekren. Thank you for your company. This week, the kaleidoscope world of Martin Phillips. Well, New Zealand musician, songwriter Martin Phillips passed away on Sunday, July 28th. He'd been battling liver disease for several years and died unexpectedly. He was 61. Phillips' musical journey with his band The Chills began in 1980 when he was just 17 years of age. Quickly, he made a name for himself as a prolific songwriter. The Guardian's Andrew Stafford wrote in obituary, "The Chills' Martin Phillips leaves a legacy of melancholy brilliance." Well, that brilliance was certainly evident on the band's very first single, Rolling Moon, on the fledgling Christchurch-based Flying Nun label, which laid the blueprint for the future work by The Chills. A band that emerged from Dunedin out of their feverish early 80s post-punk scene. And the band soon built a devoted New Zealand following before branching out overseas and finding a lot of success in Europe and the US. Martin Phillips was a pivotal and influential figure in the development of what became known as the Dunedin Sound. And the bands that defined it looked to his band The Chills, bands like The Clean, The Villains, Straight Jacket Fits, Sneaky Feelings, Look Blue Go Purple, The 3Ds, and many, many more, including those around the world. Phillips' band The Chills endured more than 20 different lineups, many members turned away by Phillips' perfectionism and his self-absorption. At one point, he stated publicly, "I'm not going to sacrifice the quality for just a bit of team spirit." That was certainly his attitude. Perfectionist he was. Phillips and The Chills kept releasing albums into the 2020s, and the band's most recent album, Scatterbrain, a brilliant album, was a top five hit on the New Zealand albums chart in 2021. Again, The Guardian's Andrew Stafford offered these parting words on the Phillips legacy. He said, "What will always be remembered is that Phillips and the many versions of The Chills that he led made captivating, literate, exquisite music. It was full of natural imagery and the fear for the future." So this week on Alt.80s, we're going to take in some of those influential and unforgettable early 80s songs, the songs that form the Dunedin Sound from Martin Phillips and The Chills, and we're going to go right back to where it started, the very first single, Rolling Moon. That's the classic Pink Frost, The Chills, a track they originally recorded in 1982, but it didn't find itself onto vinyl until 1984. And the song's considered important to the Dunedin sound, a sound that kind of not just captured a tone and style, but also captured a time and place. The time and place was Dunedin in the early 80s. That's a fabulous track, Pink Frost, a fairly gothic tale of a lover accidentally killing his partner in his sleep, and a track that has endured time and still when... The Chills were performing that song up until last year, getting great ovations for Pink Frost, and different versions of it have been obviously been done by the band over those 40 years. Pink Frost, a classic, and look, for me, I would quite comfortably place it in my list of top 10 songs written of all time. Began the program with Rolling Moon, which was the very first song recorded and released by the Chills, and it peaked at number 26 on the New Zealand charts, despite no airplay from commercial radio whatsoever. That was the impact that the band had on the New Zealand fans. The band later sold thousands of copies of their compilation album called Kaleidoscope, an album which really just captured a lot of early singles and recordings of the band. And it was recorded in 1982 as well, and finally released in 86 on the Flying Nuns record. And critical was it to the Dunedin sound and the impact that it made in the UK. The independent record label Creation Records also did a pressing of it and released it in the UK. I'm going to take a bunch of tracks from those early singles from The Chills. This is called Doldrums. Selection of three tracks there from an album called Kaleidoscope World. It was a compilation album by The Chills, released in 1986, and it's a collection of a whole bunch of early singles, and the three that you heard were Doldrums, Purple Girl, and the title cut of that album, Kaleidoscope World. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and 2MCE.org online. This week, we're featuring, well, the kaleidoscope world of Martin Phillips, the very talented, enigmatic Martin Phillips, the musician and songwriter, frontman for The Chills, a band that, it stayed alive and prospered from the early 80s through till, 2024, when Martin Phillips passed away on July 28th. The Chills Are No More. That compilation album, Kaleidoscope World, also featured, it had many iterations, and every time it was re-released, it had more and more tracks on it. And you can find some CD versions of that that got up to 20 tracks on it, because they kept finding tracks. And a bunch of those tracks came from an EP called The Lost EP, which was originally released in 1985. And the title of it originates from the fact that the recordings which make up the EP were actually thought to be lost for quite some time, which resulted in the delayed release of many of those songs and the EP itself. There's some fabulous tracks on the Lost EP. We might take three of them. This is called This Is The Way.
This is the way. This is the only way for me. Fill your head with alcohol, comic books and drugs. This is the way. The way.
Alan. Good night, Martin.
Good night, Peter. Good night, Mart.
Good night, Martin. Good night, world.
Good night, Jules.
Three tracks lifted off the Chills Lost EP from 1985. You heard This Is The Way, Biba Biba Bibo and Dream By Dream. And the Lost EP, released in 1985, but consisted of tracks mostly recorded in 1984, which they thought were actually lost, but found, and thankfully put together on that piece of vinyl, and can be found in many forms now, on vinyl and CD, and it's often an added bonus to versions of A Kaleidoscope World that we heard earlier in the program. We're listening to The Kaleidoscope World of Martin Phillips, the New Zealand musician, songwriter and main man behind the Chills at Dunedin Band. Formative in the Dunedin sound and influential right across indie rock around the world. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. And we might continue the Martin Phillips journey and move into 1985. By this time, the Lost EP had already made the UK independent charts. It reached number 31 on those charts, and it had a very popular song called Pink Frost, which was released in 1984. But in 1985, they released another single which charted on the independent UK charts, made it to number 4, in fact, a fabulous single called Love My Leather Jacket. And the story behind this one is this is a song dedicated to a guy called Martin Bull. Martin Bull was a very close friend of Martin Phillips, also the original drummer of the band, who died very early in the piece. And his parting gesture was to leave Martin Phillips his leather jacket. That's why Martin Phillips loved that leather jacket. melancholy and dark side of Martin Phillips and a track called The Great Escape, which was part of a double A single. Not an A and a B. One A side was I Love My Leather Jacket, I Love My Vanished Friend, a track dedicated to his old friend Martin Bull, and The Great Escape. I love both of those tracks. Thought they were both worth playing tonight on Alt.80s, where we're featuring the kaleidoscope world of Martin Phillips, the very enigmatic and talented musician, songwriter, frontman for The Chills, who passed away on July 28th. Well, it wasn't until 1987 that The Chills finally released their debut album, an album called Brave Words. And, the album is described as an album that took 7 years to make, 7 years of false starts, constantly shifting lineups, an album that further defined the Dunedin sound. From Brave Words, this is called Rain.
Shuddering warm and dry, I'm a thousand suns, shining down.
Two tracks there from the debut album from the Chills, Brave Words. You heard Rain and Dark Carnival, an album that was 7 years in the making, really. It was the first time they got together and put together a complete album. And, look, not particularly well received by the press, who expected much, much more from the debut, considering the amazing success, certainly independently, of the earlier recordings from the Chills. Same couldn't be said for the follow-up, an album called Submarine Bells, which, recorded in 1989 and eventually released in 1990. This was the band's first album on a major label, and the album reached number one on the New Zealand album charts and had significant support from American college radio, which really was the home of the Chills, certainly throughout America, and that's why they were very strongly associated with bands like REM. The album was awarded gold status in New Zealand and represents the peak of the Chills' popularity at home, and it's considered to be one of the defining albums of the Dunedin sound, a sound that we've been playing with tonight on Alt.80s. In remembrance for Martin Phillips, the New Zealand musician-songwriter who passed away on Sunday, July 28th, and a man who influenced many and in New Zealand and across the world. Going to leave you with, I guess probably the well-known track from Submarine Bells. This is called Heavenly Pop Hit. For more alternative 80s sounds, please tune in again next Tuesday evening. Have a great week.